Thank you. Can't help but be sort of inspired by that song and those songs, can you? Is it just the Irish in us, or it's a little bit of Celtic somewhere, I think. Right. Two people are going to be looking after our children here this morning. Jim's going to be sharing with us right now, and Charlotte's going to be doing the activities. Thank you, Charlotte, for stepping in and being part of the team there. Thank you, Jim.
Just want to read the scripture for this morning before we start, and it comes from Isaiah chapter 40 and verses 28 to 31. So Isaiah 40, reading from the NIV. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And this morning we've got a video clip of an eagle. And the guy who filmed this said he didn't have much to do on a lazy afternoon, warm afternoon, and I'm not sure how he got the photos, the video, but I think he must have been a hang glider or something. But, we'll have that now. Did you wonder what soaring's about? Did you understand what soaring means, Cynthia? Flying, yep, that's right. Soaring high above the clouds and the earth, and he saw that eagle there. What did he do at the beginning? Or I'm assuming he said he, that fish or beast, they're calling him that. Or her. Right. Do you know what the first thing the eagle did right at the beginning was, Cynthia? Do you remember? He was, when the video started, he was perched on top of a rock, wasn't he? And then he opened his wings, and what happened? He just started lifting up, didn't he? And that's something pretty incredible. If you think about all the other birds, well, not all the other birds, but a lot of other birds, and when they want to fly, what do they have to do? Little thrushes, what do they do with their wings? Yeah, they flap them, don't they? They really have to get it going pretty fast to actually get off the ground. And particularly big birds like that, if you have hens at home, they have wings, but they don't go very far, even though they flap their wings real hard, and they try, but the most they get to is the top of a fence post, or our ones anyway, and then they jump over the other side and just, it softens their landing. But that eagle there, all it had to do was just spread its wings into the breeze, and it lifted up and away. We didn't actually see it working its wings to flap them a lot. It did. It does sometimes, but most of the time it's just riding the wind and the air currents. And so it says in that last verse 31 of Isaiah 40, it says, they will soar on wings like eagles. And of course there's more than that. That's the American eagle there. There's a lot of eagles around the world, different. Well, they're mostly sort of a similar shape, but they're different sizes, different colours and things, but they all have that thing in common, that they soar. They just float around on the breeze looking for prey. And when you saw that one of the eagle just hanging there and those big talons hanging down, you sort of knew what he was about to grab something, or looking for something to grab. And they grab fish out of the water, they grab mice, and you know, anything that moves down there. And so when you have that, when you look, hear this verse, which says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. We can remember that video of that eagle just spreading its wings and lifting up and soaring, just making little movements in its tail feathers and in its wings to keep it in the right position. And you know, when we open our lives to God, the power of God's Spirit and life, we're lifted up too. When we spread our wings into God's life and His Spirit, into His wind, then we are lifted up. And it's the wind, the Spirit, that actually keeps us floating. But we've got to spread our wings out. And He's given us wings. It's just that we don't know how to use them. But when we open them up, He'll lift us up and take us where we need to go. So remember that about eagles. They just spread their wings and away they go. And that's what we need to do too. I want to pray for Charlotte and Cynthia too this morning. So let's pray. Father, thank you that you are such a blessing to us, that you have given us all we need. We do need to open ourselves up to you, to your grace, to come into our lives, to give us that new life, to give us that strength, that ability to lift and soar above the earth. Father, we pray that that image of your creation, of your eagle, would be with us every day, that we'll remember to spread our wings, and that you would open the heart of Cynthia and Charlotte as they share together this morning, that you would fill them with your spirit and your wind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jim.